Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Jake and I were going over this letter. It's from a guy named Chuck. He's 48 years old. He lives out in Independence. Works in an office, a finance manager. He's had a rough year, man. He said, Johnny, I've always prided myself on being able to make it. I'm a single dad who gets 50-50 custody of my daughter. It's a great schedule. Works for both her mom and I. About 2 months ago, at the end of September, I lost my mother to COVID. No burial insurance. I struggled to do what I could, leaning on family to help. We got through it, and we laid her to rest on October 6th, providing a funeral and a cremation. 12 days later, on the 18th of October, I had 3 strokes in one morning. I was taken to the hospital, and I'd lost use of my left leg and left arm, which in turn led to a 4-day stay at the hospital. I don't lead an extraordinary life, but I always manage to get by week to week. It's put me behind, and here it is late November, and I'm just trying to scrape by on the bare minimum. I've only seen my daughter a couple of times, and it's hard for her to stay over, of course, until I get better. She's only 10 years old. My heater went out, but it's since been fixed, but it did cause a spike in my electric bill from the space heaters, and I just can't seem to see an end in sight. I want it to get better, and I want to get better and be able to be there for my little girl. Have a little Christmas for her. She understands Daddy is sick right now, but doesn't know everything. I do therapy once a week, even though they wanted more. It's $103 a visit. My copay is $40. I just can't afford it and get my bills paid. I know there are others out there in need. I just thank you for taking time to read the letter. So Jake was walking me through this letter. Oh, it's awful about his mom. That's the one thing all of us feared, you know? All of us felt like we were okay. We were going to be okay, but we worried about transmitting it to our parents or parents getting it, losing them to that because of their being older. And then he had 3 strokes. He's got a daughter, and he has a job.
He has a job. He's been working there for 7 years, and he's still working. Like, he's been through all this. He's still working 3 days a week because it's kind of what he can handle.
Right. And you can get better from a stroke, but it takes a minute, and you have to do your rehab. You have to do it. It's the most single most important thing post-stroke in your whole regimen is to work those muscles again and to make those synapses and those nerve endings fire.
Yeah.
You've got to reconnect that after the partial paralysis. Hey, Chuck, you're on the air. This is Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Jake was telling me you had sent us a letter, and we've been going over it, and I'm just so sorry about your mom, man.
Thanks.
That's, what happened with your mom?
She went in, and they diagnosed her with COVID. And then while she was in there, she had a heart attack
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And within a month, she passed.
Oh, sorry, man. And I know it's hard for you to speak in form sentences. It takes a little extra time, so don't worry about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My mom, I've went through all my mom's rehabs with her stroke, and it's hard, man, what you're going through right now. You went through that, and then 12 days later, you had 3 strokes in one morning. Do they know what caused it?
The stress. Mom didn't have any burial insurance, so it was, we had to scrounge and borrow, and after all of that, we just, I was done, tired, and all we could afford was a cremation, so we did that, and then, they said that's basically what instigated the strokes.
And so you went to the hospital. Did they call them TIAs, transient ischemic attacks?
They said there was a blockage.
I see. So that's what caused it.
Yeah.
You and it impaired your left arm and your left leg and your speech a little bit, but you're getting better. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have accuracy with my left arm, but I can move it and the strength is still there. I walk with a walker most of the time. Anytime I go out in public, obviously, like to the grocery store, I use one of the provided power carts.
Sure. But they've told you
around my house I don't need it.
But they've told you the rehab that you can get is super important to what's happening right now. And only because I've been through this very and deeply with my mother, your fine motor skills are the last ones to come back. Your major motor skills are the first to come back. And with your occupational therapy and your physical therapy and your speech therapy, it is super important that you do these things because that's how you regain those things. And what percentage is up to you a great deal of the time, how hard you can work and how much rehab time you can get with somebody showing you how to reconnect with all those things. Have they told you all this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I know you've got not the greatest medical insurance. So they've only offered you a limited amount, but you got to get those. I know they're 103 a visit, and your portion is how much of those?
Now that I met, at first, until I met my deductible, it was $103. And they wanted me to go 3 days a week, but I just couldn't afford it. So I do 1 day a week. It's down to $40 a visit now.
Okay. And how's your boss treating you?
He's been great. I still get a little coming in, and I do a job that nobody else in the shop can do with finance contracts and titling and stuff. And so he calls me, and he's very understanding and sympathetic.
Well, and listen, I know you get tired really easy after a stroke, and to so many people it doesn't make sense because they think, well, how could you not have this energy you had it 2 days ago? But it's not, it's just you can't access your energy. It's still there. You just can't, you can't get to it, and for lack of a better way to explain it. But you will get better. I will tell you this, if you try, I promise you, as hard as it is, I watched my mom learn to walk again, learn to speak again. You got to make time for the rehab. You got to find the way to pay for it, and you got to go to those rehabs. They're incredibly important for the rest of your life because Jake was sharing with us that you can't see your kid right now because you don't feel like, and mom doesn't feel like, if something were to happen, you can take care of a 10-year-old properly.
Right. You know, I can't stand there and cook for her.
It's okay, man. It's okay. We're going to figure this out.
It's just hard. One day everything was normal and fine, and I could do everything in the world for her, and it's gone.
It's not gone. It's just, you just can't see it. I promise you, we're going to work this out. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
All right, so Jake, can you come in here? I didn't want to go through all this with him. I know you had some information, Jake. He's gotten behind on his rent. Jake had asked him, due today was $700. Is that right, Jake?
Yeah. Yeah. Rent's due today. He said he might have some of it, and I said, we'll worry about that.
His electric bill is behind.
Yeah.
How much is that?
It's listed on there. Is it $511 something?
And most importantly, how many rehab visits will they give him?
He said he's supposed to go 3 times a week, but he'd only been going one.
But he has how many left?
He said he needed 5 more.
At least five more.
At least five.
Well, we'll get all those. But those are only $40 each.
$40 now.
I mean, if he could do 10, I we'll come up with 10. If he could do 20, we'll pay the therapy.
Yeah, whatever
price.
We got
to
do.
He's only going to get better and be able to do more.
It is. I'm telling you. I would leave this show every day, and this is not about my mom, but because I know this one, you know, I would leave every day, and I would go, and she'd do her physical, her occupational, her speech, and she went from, I mean, really...
thinking it was gone.
To being able to function in this world again, hey, but you gotta go.
It is the only way you get back.
It's, what about Christmas for his daughter?
I think he hasn't even thought that far ahead.
Like, so what are we, Nick, where are we at?
Okay, so round was 700.
500, 12 that. And then
if we did 15, maybe
let's 40. Let's call that 250 for okay. The rehabs.
Yeah, you have the rehabs.
Okay, so with if they're $40 a pop, how many do you think you...
Well, if he's got five, well, let's just call it 250. I know that's okay. Higher, but let's just call it 250.
Okay.
Just for sake of not having to do math.
Well, is there anything else in there?
Well, Christmas for the...
Right.
You know, a couple $100. Maybe 200 or 300.
Let's say three.
What's the number?
Okay, so give me 1 second. I just want to make sure I have it right.
I've got 1750.
Same here.
Okay.
Just got it, sorry.
All right. 1750. And that
would cover that. For rent, electricity, those visits for therapy, and little girl's Christmas, 10-year-old girl.
Rock, you're on the air. Good morning. James, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Johnny?
Hey, man.
I got $200 for this guy, man. A year ago, I was down on my luck, and somebody helped me, and, you know, I lost my dad to a stroke, so I got $200.
Where are you calling from?
Man, I'm in my semi, dude. I pull an end dump local here in Kansas City. I'm driving through Raytown right now, but I live in Independence.
I'm sorry about your father, man.
It's, you know, it was 15 years ago, man. It's rough. Strokes, they're bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
No, and what happened with you last year?
Man, I got out of prison. I was on parole, man. I was living in my car. And, you know, somebody helped me, and I got a job. And I'll tell you what, man, just this past Saturday, I bought my second Harley. I got my own house. Man, I got a four-wheel drive truck. I'm doing great.
That's great.
Somebody took the time to help me.
Somebody took the time to believe in you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
that's awesome.
But, yeah, I'm doing good, man. But let's help this guy. Let's help this little girl.
All right. U.S. Bank. Head to U.S. Bank. Tell them hope for the holidays, and they'll put it in the account. All right?
All right, we'll do, Johnny. Thanks.
You're a good man. Merry Christmas, James.
You too, Johnny.
You're on the air. Good morning. Joe, how are you?
Joe. Hey, Johnny, this is Joe. I'm sitting here in the parking lot of my daughter's school. She's 9 years old. We have $500 for you to help this guy out. We've listened to you for 20 years doing this, and this is what we do for holidays.
That's pretty great. And your little girl, she was her idea?
Yeah, I like to donate to people who need it.
What's your name?
My name is Miles.
Miles. So sweet.
You're a good kid, Miles. You're very nice, very smart, very, very wonderful child.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Miles. Merry Christmas, Joe. Can you run that by U.S. Bank?
Yeah, we'll do on our way, Johnny. Thanks.
Hey, nice job with Miles, man.
Thanks.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, buddy. I got $1,000 for you.
Beautiful. What do you do? You have $1,000 extra?
Yeah, that doesn't matter. This guy is trying, and he's not getting up. And he's trying his best. And so I got enough to help out.
Well, yeah, but what makes you call? I mean, that's a big move for a guy you don't know.
I've been down before, and people have helped me. So, I mean, what can you do? If you can do it, you should do it.
Fact.
And I can right now, so I should do it. This guy needs a little bit of help. He's trying his ass off, sorry.
No, it's great. I'm glad you hear the same thing I hear.
Yeah, he's just trying. I mean, there's no... Sometimes you just get stuck in that spot.
That's right. That's right. And when people put their hand on our backs and they help us straighten up, man... It's an important moment in everybody's life for the person receiving, for the person doing.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, if nobody helped me, I probably wouldn't do this. But I've been helped by a lot of people. So it's time for me to get back.
You're a good man, Scott. Stay right there. U.S. Bank.
Where are we at? That's 1,700 of the 1,750 you needed.
Hey, let me talk to Rick. I just saw the number for Rick. Hey, Rick, I just saw that number. We are where we need to be today. Can you hang for another day?
Sure can, John, if that's what you need.
Yeah, well, I don't. He's got $1,500. But if you would, just hold on to it and wait for a letter that moves you, and come back with us.
Man, that's all the letters.
Well, and anybody listening can always go to any U.S. bank and put it in Hope for the Holidays. But, man, I just saw that. I didn't want to just pass by you.
Right on, man. I love what you do, John.
Thank you, man. Listen, it's you. You're the one with $1,500 you had to earn that willing to help somebody you'll never meet. That's amazing.
That's giving, John, and I appreciate what you do.
And hold on. So we're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're there.
Yep. All right. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
So you could hear through the phone?
Yeah, oh my God.
Well, look, listen, don't be upset. Be happy. We're gonna take care of your rent. You're gonna tell us who your landlord is. We're gonna pay your landlord directly. We're going to pay your electric bill when you bring it to us, or you can even email it to us so we know what account to put it in. We're going to pay that one directly. Tell us who your rehab and who you make the rehab checks out to. We're going to pay the rehab directly. If they'll give you more than 5, we'll pay for 10, we'll pay for 20. So you just have to let us know what they will accept and how much rehab they will give you.
Okay.
Also, our friends at Constantino's would like to help you out with a $500 gift certificate for groceries. No, it's going to be okay. Also, I know that you've got a 10-year-old daughter, and Christmas is around the corner. We've got a $300 gift certificate for you to go shopping for her for Christmas.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Chuck, take a breath. Take a breath, man. It's going to be okay. The better day's around the corner. You just have to stay in it, okay?
Okay.
All right, man. I'm going to put you on hold. Stay right there.
All right.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, Johnny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!